Molly handed me the shovel. "Your turn," she said. "It's almost finished." The wooden handle scratched my hand. I kicked dirt off the blade and stepped up to the shallow hole. "No one will ever find it here," I said. "Once we bury the evil thing, we'll be safe from it." Molly didn't answer. I had the sudden feeling something was wrong. I turned and saw Molly staring with her mouth open. Staring at the tall gravestone next to us. She pointed.
"Brit?"
And then I heard the old stone creak and saw the pale hand slowly reach out from the grave. No time to move. No time to scream. I stood frozen and watched the hand wrap its cold, bony fingers around my ankle. And then I started to scream. Chapter 2. 2 weeks earlier, I had other things on my mind. I wasn't thinking about the old graveyard down the street. I had other problems. Well, one big problem. And his name was Ethan. Ethan is my cousin. And it isn't nice to hate your cousin. So, let's just say he isn't one of my favorite people on this planet. I like to make lists. And if I made a list of my top